This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake President Donald Trump's last-minute decision not to retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot down of an unmanned U.S. drone as weakness. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Bolton's warning came hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. Just before leaving on a trip to the Middle East, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed those plans for new sanctions.
And then last night, there was reporting about a letter that was sent from President Trump to Chairman Kim. I can confirm that that letter was in fact sent, and I'm hopeful that this will provide a good foundation for us to begin and to continue these important discussions with the North Koreans to denuclearize the peninsula.
If we had the wrong soundbite there, I apologize for that. Pompeo did say his trip was meant to solidify plans with U.S. allies in the region.
That's truly important. I'm heading out today. Our first stop will be in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, two great allies in the challenge that Iran presents, and we'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition.
Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said an army chief and retired general were killed in a coordinated attack at home. This is VOA News.